Juneau's election officials started thinking about the safest way to conduct this year's October 6th election soon after the COVID-19 pandemic came to Alaska. Many poll workers and election staff are older and more at risk for complications from the disease. City Clerk Beth McEwen says they were looking around the country at what other municipalities were doing. Anchorage was holding its regular by-mail election at the time, so she reached out.
And they very graciously offered to let us use their 10,000 square foot facility with their by-mail election processing equipment.
The Juneau Assembly approved holding the local election by mail in May. That set off months of work for the clerk's office and a flurry of emergency ordinances that allowed the city to meet deadlines for ballot propositions and candidate filings before the ballots had to be sent to the printer in Washington State. Every registered voter in Juneau should receive a ballot at their permanent address. They went out September 15th and started arriving in Juneau mailboxes 2 days later.
If you haven't received a ballot within a 3 to 5 day period after the 15th of September, please do contact our election hotline, which is 364-7401.
Once you get your ballot, here's how it works. Pick your assembly and school board candidates and vote on the two ballot propositions. Then stick it in the return envelope. There are a few options for returning the ballot. You can mail it with a stamp. It has to be postmarked by October 6th. You can leave it in one of the big white drop boxes outside the Douglas Library or in the Stater Harbor parking lot by 8 p.m. on Election Day. Or you can bring your completed ballot to a vote center. They'll be open starting Monday until the 6th at City Hall and the Mendenhall Valley Library.
If you need to vote in person, if for some reason you didn't receive a ballot, or you want to just bring your voted ballot in and have one of our vote center staff members be your witness on your ballot envelope, that would be another opportunity to come into the vote center.
Each ballot return envelope has a line requiring a signature from a witness, but the assembly will decide on Monday whether to waive that requirement for this year's election. Even election night will look different this year. Usually, candidates gather at City Hall to watch results come in. Instead, McEwen will gather up the ballots and get on a plane.
I'm going to physically take those on an airplane with me and another worker, and we're going to go up to Anchorage and process those with the Anchorage Vote Center.
That means the earliest we'll know election results is October 9th. Those results will still be unofficial until October 20th, when election certification should happen. It will be interesting to see how this year's by-mail election affects voter turnout. When Anchorage held its first by-mail election in 2018, it saw record turnout. Some people may miss the communal parts of voting this year, like treats at the Douglas precinct or parents bringing their kids into the booth with them. But those who love to proudly wear their I voted sticker on Election Day don't have to worry. The mailed ballots come with one, and you can wear it as long as you like. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.